Red Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 64th Berlin International Film Festival, joined by Sam Riley from the Dark Valley. Thank you very much for being with us today.
First of all, to open up the discussion, just tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the project to begin with.
Well, apparently Andreas saw a photo of me. I think he googled English actors, and he saw a picture of me. He'd not seen any of my films, and he didn't know that I lived here in Berlin either, so it was a sort of strange coincidence. My agent said that never sent me the script, so he ended up sending it via Tom Tykwer, the German director. And then he sent me a second email, because I hadn't read it, saying, I think you would have replied by now if you had actually read my email. So out of guilt, I quickly read it. And the whole idea fascinated me, really, to work in another language, which I'd never done before. To ride horses and shoot bad guys is also something I haven't really done.
What were the difficulties of acting in German?
Well, when I act in English, I never think about whether I'm saying the word correctly. That was in my mind sometimes as I was... That was a strange thing to sort of get over, to feel comfortable enough to not be worried that my colleagues are going to understand what I'm saying, or that it's going to come out sounding German.
Were you influenced by anyone or anything in particular playing the part?
I mean, everywhere. It's difficult to do a part like this and in a genre mashup or whatever without thinking of Clint Eastwood. And I think that's always because it's the stranger who rides into town, and of course he made that his own. And you can't really compete with that. But what I thought was interesting was he wasn't the cool guy that rides into town. He's more vulnerable than that, and is a pretty... I mean, you've got to be pretty screwed up to go all the way from a nice life in America all the way to this horrible valley to want to reap revenge on people you've never even met. And that idea interested me. I mean, of course it was an excuse to watch all the old westerns again. My wife couldn't be angry with me. But I think Andreas, it's also as much the Le Samurai and those sorts of roles as well. When you don't say very much in a movie, it's you have to sort of draw from something else. I mean, we referenced westerns, but it wasn't really Clint, and I can't grow the beard either. So.
In a way, though, it's like Clint Eastwood did the thing in Italy, and I can't think of many Westerns that are in the German language. So there's a bit of a parallel. What I'd be interested in knowing is, because a lot of the photography is very thought out, it looks like very carefully studied. Mm. What was the collaboration like in terms of the visual style, too, and what you had to...
Well, the landscape is a character in the movie, as much as the actors, I guess. And I mean, just being there helped you feel the houses we were using, it was all on location. People still lived and worked in these farms, these dark little places. They were pretty spooky. And I felt, obviously, and it also helped me for my character that I was pretty much the only foreigner in that valley as well. That was kind of, while I was rehearsing horse riding, I wanted to do it in costume so I could work out the weight of it all and things like that. And then on my way back home, I stopped in a bar to buy some cigarettes. So I went in this bar dressed as a cowboy on my way back. And it was just like in one of those classic scenes in a movie that I walked in, and all the local guys, there was only men in this place. They were all having their after work beer. And I opened the door and came in, and the whole place just went completely fucking silent. And some of them sort of elbowed each other like this. And then the whole bar sort of turned around, look at me in my cowboy hat in the doorway. And I thought, well, yeah, I remember this feeling because it's pretty much exactly like my arrival in the movie or something. That was funny. They were nice in the valley, don't get me wrong.
Well, you hadn't been in a Western before. Did you have to get prepared in any way, like horse riding?
Well, better than I was, because all actors lie that they can horse ride, you see. It's always on the CV that you can sword fight, shoot guns and horse ride. And I once got caught out on a film set where they brought a horse into a scene and they said, well, it says on your CV you can ride a horse, and I didn't have a clue how to ride a horse. I'd sat on one once on a beach, you know, like a donkey ride or something. And it was difficult for the horses as well, because it was too cold for them quite often. So they get more and more edgy as the day went along. That's one of the many cool things about doing this job. You get to learn to do things that would normally cost you money, or, you know, and you'd always have to wear a helmet as well, wouldn't you, rather than full cowboy gear. That's pretty cool.
Getting back to the Dark Valley, it sounds like you put yourself through a lot of, you know, there's a lot of challenges in it, you know, the acting in German and horse riding. How important is it for you as an actor, because as well in the past you've done some very difficult roles, to keep challenging yourself and keep going for something new and maybe unfamiliar?
That would always be nice, to do different things, or very different things each time. I mean, I would love to do something, to do a comedy at some point in my career, but no one's offering me them. I think I've got now a reputation for doing moody stuff or something, but I'm not really like that so much.
Do you think it's kind of hard to, like, you know, get a comedy script after you've done, like, so much?
Yeah, and I'm also pretty critical of them as well. It's difficult to do comedy, and I think you have to have a lot of nerve, or not care what people think, to do a comedy.
Yeah.
Or to risk that. And I'm probably a bit of a coward, so, I mean, I've read romantic comedies and things, but they're all often so formulaic or the same.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to do Groundhog Day or something would be great. I mean, that was a great, in my opinion, a great romantic comedy, because it's not, well, Bill Murray's a genius, of course, but, I mean, I would like to do something like that. And also, as an actor, it's a bit of a misconception that you choose your work. I mean, you choose what you don't do more often. You are usually chosen for something. You put yourself forward for things that you want to do or would like to do, and often get told no. So then you're sort of choosing out of what you are given to choose from, rather than, I mean, next time I want to do something, and it never really been my position where I stand in the food chain of actors. That's not really happening for me at the moment, but yeah, to do, it's always a challenge.
But to have done something like this that's so different, like, you know, it's bound to
that was cool. I really enjoyed the experience.
Do you find it's generally hard to find, like, the right part, like, are the scripts, you know, usually?
Yeah, and I probably think about things too much as well.
Thank you very much, Sam Riley. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.